This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's military and a powerful paramilitary force engaged in fierce fighting in the capital and elsewhere in the country. A Sudanese doctors group says at least 27 people were killed and more than 180 wounded as the two forces battled Saturday with armored vehicles, machine guns, and airstrikes. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva made a visit to the United Arab Emirates on Saturday. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us more.
Lula met with UAE President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on Saturday, where he was greeted with an official reception at the presidential palace. Lula made a stop in the Middle Eastern country on his way back from a trip to China. Officials from the two countries were seen exchanging signed documents in a video released by the UAE's Ministry of Presidential Affairs. The UAE is Brazil's top trading partner in the region, according to the country's official Emirates news agency. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
50 years after the last U.S. combat troops left South Vietnam, Secretary of State Antony Blinken looked to strengthen America's ties Saturday with its old foes, Hanoi, as it seeks to counter China's growing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. Blinken was asked about the impact that leaked military documents and what it may be having on its interactions with other countries.
Engaged with our allies and partners since these leaks came out, and we have done so at high levels, and we have made clear our commitment to safeguarding intelligence and our commitment to our security partnerships.
Blinken noted that the U.S. is currently finalizing the transfer to Vietnam of a third Coast Guard cutter, which will be complementing existing maritime security cooperation that has seen Washington give Hanoi 24 patrol boats since 2016. This is VOA News. Construction has begun on a barbed wire fence along Finland's 800-mile-long border with Russia less than 2 weeks after the country joined NATO. AP correspondent Karen Shum is reporting.
Finnish border guards showcased the building of the initial 1.8-mile stretch of the fence to be erected near a crossing point off Imatra. Finland's 832-mile border with Russia is the longest of any European Union member. The main purpose of the 10-foot-high steel fence with a barbed wire extension on top is to prevent illegal immigration from Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new report from the National Urban League finds democracy for Black Americans is under attack. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us more.
Civil rights and urban advocacy group cites threats such as extreme views adopted by some local, state, and federal political leaders who try to limit what history can be taught in schools and seek to undermine how Black officials perform their jobs. One example, the vote this month by the Republican-controlled Tennessee House to oust two Black representatives for violating a legislative rule. The annual State of Black America report documents an increase in recent years in hate crimes, as well as attempts to make voting more difficult. It also cites examples of extremist views being normalized in politics, the military, and law enforcement. I'm Julie Walker.
Germany has switched off its last three remaining power plants, nuclear power plants, as part of a long-planned transition toward renewable energy. Reactors shut down Saturday. The United States, Japan, China, France, Britain, and other industrialized countries are counting on nuclear energy to replace planet-warming fossil fuels. Germany's decision to stop using both has met skepticism. Defenders of atomic energy say that fossil fuels should be placed out of a first as part of global efforts to curb climate change, arguing that the nuclear power plants for far fewer greenhouse gas emissions. And anti-nuclear campaigners say the technology is unsafe, unstable, and is not needed if wind and solar power are ramped up instead. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was evacuated unharmed Saturday after someone threw an explosive device in his direction while he was campaigning at a fishing port in western Japan. Officials say that the police arrested a suspect to the ground as screaming bystanders scrambled to get away and smoke filled the air. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.